the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station.
All right, we've got our own real controversy here in the beautiful city of Houston and so much other stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio. Voldemort out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria, keeping us on air. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Just find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. What are the odds we're going to have a bunch of guests and it's going to be a fun show here at the Hyatt today?
Percent 1,000.
Awesome.
What are the odds? There's onions on your burger.
Yeah, I did ask for there not to be any, but that's okay.
They don't care about you.
I know.
They thought it was me. They know I like onions.
No, you can have them.
Well, what are you going to do? Well,
but it does look good. I just haven't gotten around to eating it yet because I decided to post a story to SportsMap. I don't know if you weren't familiar with this, but there's like this huge controversy going on between Houston and Chicago now.
Yeah, I was completely unaware of it, and it's also the stupidest thing ever.
It is absolutely the stupidest thing ever. But apparently there was a guy. Well, I think it's a guy. His name is Kim, so you could start with that.
Okay.
He was very upset that Houston now has its own bean at the Museum of Fine Arts. Now, you've been to Chicago many times. I'm sure you've seen their bean.
I've seen the bean.
In Millennium Park, which is pretty cool, actually.
Okay.
I think it's cool, but
I mean, for a statue of a bean, I guess it is
it's unique.
As bean statues go, yeah, I guess it's all right.
All right. Well, you just don't have an appreciation of the arts. That's okay.
That must be it.
But so apparently the same artist did one that had been commissioned a long time ago, and then whoever did it lost the money. And so somehow somebody at the Museum of Fine Arts finds this guy and says, hey, we'd like to have it in Houston. So now it's in Houston.
So he did the same statue?
Not the same statue, no. This one is a vertical bean. This one goes up and down.
That sounds like the same statue to me.
It's very similar, yeah. And
it's that'd be like if we decided that, like off the coast of Galveston, we were going to have a Statue of Liberty, and it would look exactly like the Statue of Liberty, except it would be laying down.
Yeah, she'd be laying down.
That would be basically the same statue.
Pretty much.
Just positioned differently.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So apparently, and I have to be honest, I got to rip Houston a little bit for this. Like the headline on the first story I saw, "Move over, Chicago. Houston has a bean, too."
That's stupid.
It is very stupid.
Who wrote that?
I don't even remember.
Chronicle guy?
No, it wasn't the Chronicle. It was, I don't know where it is. I linked it on my story that's going to be on SportsMap.
Dude, you don't brag about your bean statue.
Yeah. Like,
especially if you ripped it off from another city.
Borrowed. But, you know.
I mean.
Yeah, the thing is, but then this Kim person comes on and writes that basically says, if being surrounded by a cultureless abyss insufficiently communicates to confuse tourists that they're in Houston, the bean's verticality will therefore act as an additional reminder of their poor life choices.
He's calling Houston cultureless?
A cultureless abyss, yes. And the headline on the Chicago Tribune story...
He lives in the Midwest. Throwing that out there.
But here's the headline on the Chicago Tribune story. Unoriginal fourth place Houston gets its own bean sculpture, .. whatever.
By the way, this is the other thing. Since when is it like a contest to see who can have the biggest city?
Like, well, see, and this is the thing.
Fourth place Houston. I get, and they you assume they're talking about population,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Meanwhile, this comes from Chicago, whose nickname is still the second city, even though they're now in third place in that contest.
Yeah.
But am I the only one who, like, I wish there was less people here?
Oh, I do too. If we had half the population, I'd be a happy dude, especially on the freeways.
Like, what? Since when is the contest? Oh, we've got the most people in our city. Yeah. Look how awesome we.
Yeah, you guys go ahead. All right, move back.
But why don't you move to Mexico City, bro? You'd be a champion. I don't get it. I want a good city. I don't need a giant city.
But the reality is that Kim seems more upset that Houston is going to pass Chicago to be the third city. Because he writes that we gained 94,000 residents in 2017, while Chicago lost 13,000. He says, if that trend continues, Houston could eclipse Chicago as the nation's third largest city in the next 10 years. Well, guess what? That trend's been going on for years. And I think most people speculate it's going to happen in 2020, 2021. So
yeah.
A lot sooner.
And guess what?
That.
I don't care then either.
I don't either.
We're not going to have a party about
see,
it.
See, that's the thing. I mean, yes, Houston stole her statue idea. But they're kind of stealing our little brother angst because, obviously, you know, they got a little penis envy going on for New York and Los Angeles, right? And so now this upstart's going to be bigger than them, and apparently that matters. That's our bit. Like, oh, Dallas got a TV show, right?
Ugh.
Austin's the cool place.
Oh,
we didn't
get
a space shuttle. Ooh. Yeah, so they're basically stealing from us by being whiny little
Quit
bitches.
Having city versus city contests. D measuring contest. It's bean measuring contest.
Well,
quit measuring our beans against each other.
I wrote this.
Are the beans the same size?
No, I think theirs is bigger.
Then what are we even having this talk about? Everything's supposed to be bigger here.
Well, yeah,
we made a mini bean.
It's not mini. It's like 30 feet tall, but it's vertical. So I think that other one's about the same height. I'm not sure exactly, but yeah. So. I wrote something for my blog. I was going to write it for Culture Map, but they had their own guy writing it, so I wrote it for my blog. But I've decided to put it on Sports Map because it is a competition, right?
I guess. Shouldn't be.
So I'm going to post it next break, but I did make a point, you know, because this guy's obviously trolling Houston. I did make a point not to go after him. I didn't say anything about how, unless you're Korean or you're Canadian, like Kim Mitchell or Kim Coates, you're pretty much screwed if your parents named you Kim.
Yeah.
And you're a man. Now, if you're a woman, you're Kim Basinger, okay.
Right.
And I would never bring up the fact that a guy who allegedly works for a major newspaper has less than 4,000 Twitter followers. That's not something you'd ever bring up, right?
That's not ideal, no.
No, and of course.
John, how many Twitter followers do you have?
7,200.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, our producer has twice as many Twitter followers as a man named Kim. And I would never.
And Jong only comes on air under protest. Yeah. I mean, although that, he does have that podcast. I'm sure that picked
him
up.
Yeah, the Comicast. He's probably picked up 3,000 people.
I was going to guess like 9, but okay.
I followed him because of Comicast.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay. I wasn't following him before.
I actually unfollowed him because of Comicast. I blocked him.
Well, and then finally, I would never mention anything about newspapers are so desperate for relevance that this is what they have to resort to. That would be wrong of me, right?
Yeah.
In fact, that would be unoriginal.
That's lame.
Yeah. So, use their word, whatever.
Get over it, Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I told them. Go home and cry on all your sports titles and your great beer and your great restaurants.
Listen, it's a fine city up there. We've got a fine city down here. I don't understand.
You've got a bean. We've got a bean.
Yeah.
And as I pointed out,
your bean was first.
Yeah,
you win that prize. It's bigger. You win that prize.
And really, the only negative thing I can say about Chicago is besides cold, which, okay, but we get hurricanes and stuff, so it balances out. Is I can't fly into Midway anymore because there's a 70% chance you're going to get shot on the in the Uber ride from Midway to downtown.
I've never been shot in an Uber in Chicago.
Well, not me either, but I
never.
That's because I go to O'Hare now. I don't go back to Midway. That place is terrible. But we have Guns Point. So, I mean, it all balances out.
Yeah, our airports aren't in exactly the best neighborhoods, buddy.
No. that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but at least you can loop around those.
Yeah,
here.
Go fly down to fly out of Hobby and see.
You know what? It looks a lot like it does around Midway.
Yeah, let's not throw stones in our glass house.
But I am going to throw some beans at him. It will be on Sports Map on the next break. So,
okay,
it's already on my other blog. I tweeted out earlier.
Consider myself in team. I don't care what cities have beans.
I don't either. But, you know, I love a little – I love people getting riled up. I mean, if that's your best insult, is that we're a cultureless abyss?
You know what I think we should
do? I love it. I love it.
I think we should rename our city. Instead of Space City, we should now be Beantown.
Isn't there already one of those?
I haven't heard of it. Why?
Because I'm pretty sure that's Boston.
What do they have to do with beans?
I don't know, but
then we have a bean. We can claim that.
But shouldn't Chicago be Beantown instead of the Windy City? Because they had the bean first and they have a bigger one?
Yeah, but it's...
And we know size matters.
But it is windy there.
It is windy.
Let's leave them Windy City. We'll take Beantown.
See, this is where I still wish I had...
And whoever got the spaceship that we didn't, that can be the new space city.
Yeah, they did not get a spaceship.
Who got a spaceship?
California, the Smithsonian. There was some... Virginia, which kind of was weird. And in Florida. So basically... I can't remember the other one, but there was the Virginia one was the one that stood out. Like, California probably should get one. And
what do they need it for?
Because it's California. You know, everybody goes to California. California is, like, up there, right?
They have enough stuff already.
Yeah. So that's the problem. We don't have enough stuff. We stole a bean. That's it.
I think we should start stealing a little bit of everything. Like whatever every other city is famous for, let's just do that. Let's do that Statue of Liberty laying down
thing. Can we steal San Diego's weather?
That's not possible. Oh, but okay. You know what we can do?
What?
We can pick a neighborhood in Houston, like pick a neighborhood that you like, and we'll put up a sign of that neighborhood's name. Like Hollywood, we'll just pick a – it can say like
– The Heights.
The Heights, yeah.
It's the same age.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I love it.
Or we can just make it say Hollywood. And
yeah. And we'll just
whatever,
it's
bro.
The Hollywood Heights.
Come at us, bro.
We'll rename it the Hollywood Heights.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, there are so many energy providers out there, and there's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. The list goes on and on and on, and you at some point may have fallen for one of those offers. And then months later, you come to find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. It's PUCT license 10064 for TriEagle Energy.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. Very happy to be here. This is a cool place to hang out. So if you're looking for a place to come in and get in before the storm, come hit the bar. Got great food here. Plenty to choose from on the drink menu. And if you're looking for a weekend getaway, like for our friends over in Beaumont, Port Arthur, you're looking for a place to come for the weekend, come here. You're right in the middle of everything, Galleria-wise.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Lamont said the one that stood out was New York because they got the shuttle that was designated for Houston. In the Smithsonian over in Washington, can't you just cross over there to see one? Because I know there's one in Washington, too. Those two are pretty close together.
Yeah, I don't know. We should have got one, but whatever. Man. I don't think anybody was coming to see this friggin' space shuttle here.
Probably not.
I'm not planning.
Are you planning
a trip to go see a space shuttle somewhere?
I would have gone and seen it once if it were here. Like I went and watched the last one land here on that.
I mean, I would say that I'd go, but I wouldn't really go. Looks like a space shuttle. Aren't there space shuttles already at NASA?
There's basically a fake one. So
okay.
It's the same thing. So yeah. It's nothing really to complain about.
Yeah.
But I did go out there when they the last.
Because I didn't even know it was fake. I've seen that one. I didn't know it was fake.
Yeah, it's so good.
So, yeah, it's a pretty good replica.
Yeah, it's a replica. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a replica.
It's like if you've got one of those jerseys and from afar you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Like Henry Hill buy those knockoff jerseys from China?
Apparently.
And no one can tell the difference?
Mm.
I mean, who cares then?
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. A dude named Kim sounds like a male figure skater. Yeah, that or a Korean leader.
Yeah. Right?
I said the only two that have been successful outside of Korea, Kim Coates, very good actor. By the way, he's in that Godless, which I've been watching.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm down to two episodes. I'm not ready to say it's a must-watch yet because I got to see how it ends, but it's pretty good.
I like it.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does it end well?
Pretty well.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's
that's a good show.
I just finished the episode where they basically did all the flashbacks, so now you know all the backstories.
I'm now watching Wild Wild Country, which is the story of the Rajneesh cult that was up in Oregon. Do you remember that?
No.
Like these, this group of people, like basically had this this village in India where they were all about, you know, free love and free thinking and free sex and all these things.
Okay, that sounds kind of all right.
It doesn't sound bad,
no,
right?
No.
Well,
they're still there.
No, they packed up and left India. They literally took everything they owned and moved to rural Oregon, Antelope, Oregon. And
have you been to Antelope? I know you've been all over Oregon.
I haven't been to Antelope, but it's not very far from where my wife grew up. And apparently, like, the land there is very mountainous, and it's not great for, you know, farming, but these people, like, worked their ass off and made this land livable, like, self-sustaining. And, like, it brought back a bunch of wildlife and everything. But these people were also essentially, like, super hippies. And the small town of Antelope, Oregon, didn't enjoy the Rajneeshis being there. So it started out like this whole big war between them. I haven't finished the whole thing, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't end well because it's about a cult. So, yeah.
Interesting. That does sound kind of cool. I like stuff like that. I like cults.
Too.
Like, I want to start a cult.
Not me.
I would be good at a cult.
You know who cults usually don't end well for? The cult leader.
Yeah, although
it's like a almost 100% fail rate.
And that's why I'll be the first. I'll be the first to succeed.
Like, you know, Jim Jones.
Yeah, failed.
Dead.
David Koresh,
dead. Charles Manson, dead. It's just
okay, but see, here's the thing. They committed crimes.
Are you going to be a cult without crime?
Yes. I'm going to be a cool cult.
That doesn't sound like much of a cult.
No. It's going to be one of those cults where, you know, I'm allowed to Koresh a lot of the women.
That's a crime.
That's not necessarily a crime. No, they'll all be of age and consent.
Okay, but
age and consent's important in our cult.
Okay.
And then the rest of the time, we're just going to smoke a lot of weed and be cool.
Also a crime.
No, we're going to do it in a place where it's legal.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah, I think it's good.
That doesn't really sound like a cult, though.
Well, we'll find something to believe
in. That just sounds like an orgy.
Well, yeah, but if it's all the same people in the same group, it's kind of a cult.
Like, there has to be some sort of belief system that you guys
I'll come up with something.
Build it around.
Yeah, there's enough myths running around out there that I can riff off of. It won't
okay.
be a problem.
Well, good luck. I have a feeling you're going to be shot by the ATF.
No. I'll have ATF members. Yeah,
no,
I'll pay those guys off. I will pay those guys off. Because that's why they messed up the first time. It's just so you have to pay off the local police, right?
No, and
the ATF and everybody else.
The deal with the cult is the way that they get the kind of money that it would take to pay off authorities is through crime.
No, see, but we won't have to pay them off because we're not committing any crimes. So there. Why would the ATF come in and shoot me?
Because you're different. You're in a cult.
Well, we're not going to call it a cult.
Then you're not a cult.
Well, they didn't call David Koresh didn't call his group a
no,
cult.
No, but it was referred to as one by the FBI.
By the media.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. We're going to have
I'm going to say, God, that Fowler cult sure is really starting to get out of control.
Okay, why on earth is this not working?
Your bean picture?
Yeah, I'm trying to load my bean picture, and it's not working. I don't know why.
Why are you going to post a picture of the Chicago bean?
Because if you read the story, I'm kind of pro-Chicago here.
Dude, that's not cool.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not working. There's something wrong
with
this.
Why are you pro-Chicago? Kim's from Chicago.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
No, it's a he.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get confused. Somebody said, I work for the museum. You don't even want to know how much that statue cost.
I do want to know.
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I want to know.
$1 billion.
Oh, boy.
That'd be my guess.
You know what would have been a great idea?
What?
Put that new bean inside the Astrodome.
Oh, man, that would have been
like,
perfect.
Imagine if we had an indoor park.
Oh, that would have been so perfect.
With a bean in it. I mean, because Chicago's bean is in a park.
Yeah.
We could have had an indoor park with a bean, and everybody would be like, whoa, that's so much cooler because it's indoors. Man, that's a real lost opportunity.
Yep, that is a great idea. You know what? That's the best idea you've had in weeks.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it doesn't work out. So we got Phil Garner's going to be on the show today. He's going to be out here. You can meet Phil. I believe 5 to 7. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir.
He'll take pictures with you. He'll sign stuff for you. He'll kiss your babies. Anything you want him to do within reason. Phil Garner will be here. Beth, of course, will join us. And we're going to have a very special guest who's going to talk to us here in the next segment.
I don't see him, though.
Yeah.
You see him?
He's not here yet.
Is he going to big time us?
He better not.
Oh, man.
Because if he does, then the war's back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a thawing in relations.
Oh, just kidding. Here he is.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
See him strutting in.
Yeah, he's wandering over this
he's
way.
He's a strutter.
Yeah, he is. But Daniel asks, as a cult leader, would you worship a red witch, hot alien, or bald Natalie Portman? See, why do we have to limit ourselves to one of them?
Dude.
We could have like and one of our guys.
I don't think you understand
be an
how
artist,
cults work.
And he would do an awesome mural of those three. And yeah, we'd worship at the altar of bald Natalie Portman. And a red witch.
I just don't think you get it.
And hot aliens.
And if you start worshiping at a red witch, the government's going to come after you for sure.
We're not going to really worship her, per se. I mean, we're not going to sacrifice children to her.
Okay.
Or anything like that. We're just going to have a nice photo of her. And before I do my sermon every Sunday, it'll be in honor of the red witch, bald Natalie Portman, and hot aliens.
I tend to think that's where cults mess up, is they allow people in the cult who have kids. Because then when you're doing your culty stuff, there's kids around. And that always, like, draws some funny glances from the government. You know what I mean? Like, if it's all 18 and up.
Yeah.
And everyone's consenting. And in fact, 21 and up may be the best move
yeah,
if there's
yeah.
going to be alcohol
in your
cult.
Well, there's going to be alcohol in my cult. So
yeah.
Absolutely, you have to be 21 years old to enter.
So, like, I would say,
like a bar.
Make it 21 and up and make it where, like, part of being in your cult, you have to get sterilized and you can't have any kids.
Because, well, if you have kids, you have to leave.
Yeah, kids are going to really mess up your cult.
I'm telling you, I don't want kids in my cult for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
I've already raised mine. I do not want to deal with kids.
Right.
So,
will you allow all races in your cult?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay. What about people from all, like, who come from other religions? Like, will you accept Jews? Will you accept
sure.
Muslims?
Sure, we'll accept everybody.
Okay. If they change to your red witch worshiping ways.
Yeah. Well, it's we're not going to worship a red witch as much as we're going to worship
an alien.
The commonality of all man.
Okay.
And how we're all fundamentally interconnected. It's going to be very holistic.
That's actually exactly what the Rajneesh sounded like.
Really?
And yeah, now they're a defunct cult. So
but did they break the law?
I think so. I'm
okay.
I'm only through episode 2.
Okay.
So give me a couple days. I'll let you know exactly where their downfall was. But there's a lot of it when you watch the show, and it's the same way when I was watching the Waco show. I was like, man, these cult guys, they don't seem that bad. Like, how come you can't just let them be?
Well, that's kind of what my cult's going.
But that's one thing that I've also learned is the government, they don't like to let cults just let them be. They have a problem with that.
So maybe it's the government's fault?
I mean, the government's to blame for everything, Fred.
Ah, okay.
Hey, you should probably start your cult in a different country.
Like Mexico? Like cross the border down to Mexico?
I wouldn't go to Mexico. There's cartels and stuff there. I'd go to a safe country if
I'll befriend the cartels.
Oh, good luck.
We got to buy our weed from somebody.
Somehow I don't think like you understand how the world works.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But I know it doesn't work.
You're going to have a cult that doesn't commit crime.
Yeah.
And you're going to be friends with the cartel, but you're not going to commit any crimes.
So basically I'll be Joel Osteen.
Good luck.
All right, guys, let me tell you about one.
That was Fred who said that, not me, by the way.
No, that was Voldemort. Guys, let me tell you about one concierge. It's a company that puts together amazing trips that people like us normally wouldn't have access to. Like, how about an ultimate VIP golf excursion to Augusta next week? Next week, you can go to Augusta. You can hop on a private plane, fly directly to Augusta. You don't have to go to Atlanta and then take that long-ass trip. You go directly to Augusta, ground transportation to your premium hotel accommodations, and 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters. And you want to talk about a tough ticket with Tiger there and people thinking Tiger might actually compete? Those tickets are tough to get. And you've got other options with this trip, too. How about this? Golf at one of Augusta's premium courses, unlimited entry to the best five-star hospitality club in Augusta with gourmet food and beverages. Imagine you could be totally being a baller with that. How about this? Any group of eight, you get a Masters host home. How about a private in-home chef, too? So here you are a week before the Masters. You get a chance to get a premium lodging, which is almost impossible to get in Augusta, to get tickets to the Masters, which is almost impossible to get, and get your buddies together and go. One concierge will take care of you. Here's the website, jets4golfers.com. That's jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters, jets4golfers.com.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. And you were just looking to get something to eat. You know who to ask about that. The guy was sitting next to you. This guy, Eric Sandler, is a rock star in the city. Like, I ran into some friends the other night, and I was talking about, yeah, we, you know, work with Eric. Oh, could I meet him? He's the greatest. And then I ran into Eric one time at a brewery with a couple of my friends, and it's the same thing. Oh, we don't go anywhere. They were just totally all over Eric.
Would you say he's like the Mick Jagger of Houston?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
Maybe an alive.
You accept that?
An alive David Bowie.
It's a very small pond. I'm a decent sized fish in a very small pond.
I don't know about that. We have a bean now.
That's true.
I've heard that.
This is Bean Town now. Welcome to Bean Town.
Just don't put beans in chili, right? That's the key. Bean or no bean, you can't put beans in chili.
I'm not opposed to beans in chili.
This is Texas. No tomatoes, no beans.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I understand. And I'm fine with no bean chili, but I like beans just fine. I just don't want you to try to make the chili, like, make it out like it's some kind of robust chili because you added a bunch of beans to it. Like, if you use beans as a complement in the chili, I'm okay with it. If it's a bean-heavy chili, it's absurd.
Yeah, then it's bean stew.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't like that.
So
they won't be having any of that at Tastemakers, I'm guessing.
No. I don't think there's going to be any chili at Tastemakers, and if there is, it won't have beans in it.
Is it going to? It's just going to be fancy foods.
No, actually, it's pretty democratic. The pit room's going to be there. They're just going to be doing barbecue. I know Rooster Vietnamese Grill is going to be there. They just do banh mi. So we have a couple of poke places coming. I mean, it's. There's going to be some fancy food there. Yawatch is going to be there. Abuzi's going to be there. Starfish. Kieran's. But, you know, yeah, we'll have a good mix.
Yeah, this is a cool event. It's next Wednesday. Tickets right now, $55 if you go to CultureMac/Tastemakers. You can get your tickets now. Eric will be there. Bun B will be your MC, which ought to be cool. We noticed, we were looking at your story the other day, you had your 7 finalists for Best Brewery. I'm just kind of curious how we can get on that voting panel in the future. I think we probably drink as much beer as anybody in this city.
Yeah, we probably should have had at least one of you guys on the voting panel. We have it's last year's winners and then a couple of restaurant people that I pick every year to kind of round out the panel. But, yeah, I've seen the criticism on Facebook about the brewery list. Some people are very up in arms about
Yes.
Who we picked.
How different was your voting from what the final 7 were?
So I definitely would have had... I liked Greater Heights. I like Sigma. They probably would have been on the list for me. I still haven't been to Spindle Tap, but I hear really good things. I've had their beers on tap, and I like them.
Yeah, you got to try some of the new IPAs that Spindle Tap's putting out. They're very good. I don't like going to Spindle Tap because it's in a crappy neighborhood, but you know, I'm also a snob. But there's some place like there's B52 up in Conroe, which I don't know if you guys even consider Conroe like Greater Houston area.
Well, we have Lone Pine, and they're up in Magnolia.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, we take kind of a maximum, especially for the breweries. The restaurants, it's definitely Houston-focused, but the breweries, we take a larger view.
And then have you been to Ingenious Brewing up in Humble yet?
I have not, but I have heard good things.
Oh, man, I'll tell you some good things. That's a good spot. You need to go try those guys out.
So what else? What other awards are going to be given out here besides Best Brewery?
So we run kind of the whole gamut. So we have Restaurant of the Year, Chef of the Year, Bar of the Year, Bartender of the Year, Rising Star Chef of the Year, which is one of my favorites because it's the guys who are kind of up and coming who maybe just opened their own place or are working for, you know, some of the stars like Chris Shepherd or someone like that. We're doing Neighborhood Restaurant of the Year, which is another category that I really like because it focuses on casual places that are open for lunch and dinner, that are affordable, that are accessible, the restaurants that people eat at every day. We do Pastry Chef of the Year. We do Wine Program of the Year. I think that's it. Oh, and we had a wild card category that we have devoted to poke restaurants because they seem to be everywhere all the time now. I don't know quite where they came from, but they are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
So have you published the finalists for everything else, or is that coming up, or is it going to be like a list I can go through and say, okay, when you name the real winner, I can say, man, I totally disagree with you guys on this one.
So they're all up on the Tastemakers microsite, which I link to in every article about the Tastemaker Awards, all of the nominees and all of the categories. And then we've been rolling out an article like every 2 or 3 days listing all of the nominees in specific categories. So today was Wine Program. I've started writing the Poke article. That'll go up tomorrow. And we'll have Restaurant of the Year and Chef of the Year, I think Friday and Monday, depending on how quickly I can type.
That sounds awesome. And you've obviously been to a lot of these. $55, you get to try all this food. You got an open bar. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get more than $55 worth out of this.
I think you will. And the other thing is we give all the nominees tickets. Like, not every award ceremony does that. So the restaurant industry shows up for this. And so all of your favorite chefs, bartenders are there. They're hanging out. They're having a good time. It gives our awards an atmosphere that I think is pretty unusual. It's a lot more lively.
What are you going to wear?
You know, slacks and a button down and a sport coat.
It's a fancy thing.
I mean, I throw a sport coat on just because I get pulled up on stage at some point. But
okay.
No, you can kind of wear what you want. It's at Silver Street Studios. It's not like a super fancy venue.
Like, what if I were to wear jeans and a button-up shirt with a sport coat?
That'd be perfect. That's
okay.
What I'm going to wear.
Okay.
So would, like, this work for me?
Yeah, yeah. Fred, okay. You're perfect.
Okay. But I'm wearing jeans.
But you have food on your belly.
Well,
you can't go with that.
Because I'm trying to eat my burger on breaks. It's
okay.
Not
you can't do that.
Well. I'm trying to post a story to Sports Map and eat a burger on breaks.
Okay.
Failing miserably. So,
yeah, it's casual. I mean, you know, it's an occasion. I mean, certainly the nominees are going to be dressed up a little bit. This is a big deal for them. We've been doing this for 5 years now. You know, it's their friends that are voting on the panel. It's all of their peers that are excited for them to be nominated. So it does have that kind of sense of occasion. But it's a welcoming atmosphere. It's a lively place. It's always a good time.
How many people will be there overall?
I'd say probably 500 or 600.
Okay. I can manage that, I think.
It's not crazy. The lines for food are never that long. They move quickly.
How many people were at the Big Texas party when we did that?
Oh, like way over 1,000, I think.
Okay. Okay. Good. I want
that
less than that.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. That was too many people.
That was a lot of people.
Yeah.
That was a good time, though.
It was a good time. It just would have been a better time if half those people weren't there.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's just like the city. If we get rid of half of them.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, the traffic would be so much easier.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be number 3.
Well, we're doing Tuesday and Wednesday. Fred and I are going to eat good food both nights. Tuesday, what's the restaurant you told me that I need to go eat?
Oh, yeah, you're going to Dory Metropolitan.
Yeah. What would you recommend there?
Well, they do dry-aged steaks, so I don't know if you're a ribeye guy or a strip guy.
I'm a ribeye guy.
Well, then get a dry-aged bone-in ribeye.
Oh.
The other thing they do is they have this thing called the classified cut, which is the spinalis, the ribeye cap.
Okay.
That is, it's beefy in flavor like a ribeye, but it's tender like a filet. It's a really phenomenal cut of meat, and not very many restaurants serve it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You a ribeye guy or a strip guy?
I'm a ribeye guy.
Okay.
I like the kind of fattier, beefier
okay.
flavor.
You a ribeye guy or at a strip club?
I mean, isn't everybody?
I mean, yeah. I've learned long ago. I'm not big on strip club food. I usually avoid it if I have to or if I can. I mean,
No sushi at the strip club.
No.
Yeah, you don't
no,
want that.
No, no,
any
no.
kind of fish. Is out.
Yeah.
And any buffet.
Yeah, buffet, not good.
No.
Not good.
See, I told you guys you'd be friends. You know, you guys are on the same team now.
You did.
We're all part of the Gal family.
I've accepted it.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted you to get fired so I could do your job.
No, I completely understand that. I don't want your job, but you and Lance both want my job.
Well, the deal that I proposed to Mr. Gal was, I said, I don't know what Eric makes. I said, but let's do this. You fire him now and give me half his salary, and I'll do the job I'm doing now and his job.
I mean, I'm very pleased that Mr. Gow didn't take you up on that.
But if you were Mr. Gow, you would have had to give it some thought, right?
You'd at least think about it.
Yeah,
thankfully,
it's a good deal. Yeah,
except he's such a big star, you can't replace
him.
Yes,
you are widely respected.
Yeah, right. People seem to like it. Yeah. No, that's the lucky thing for me is that people seem to like my work.
Do you have like a beef with that chick that writes about food for the Chronicle? Do you guys dislike each other?
We are not friends.
No.
No.
Why is she just like a bitchy person, or does she just not know much about food? Like, you think she's not that good of a job at her job?
No, I think she's perfectly fine at her job. We see restaurants a little bit differently, and I put her picture on the internet about 5 years ago, and no one had done that before, and she still hasn't forgiven me for that.
Well, you put her picture on the internet?
Yeah, she was sort of anonymous, like not to chefs. They all knew what she looked like, but her readers didn't. And then she showed up at a public event, so I took her picture and put it on the internet.
Nothing wrong with that. Look, if you're going to write and be out there, people.
What is she trying to hide from?
Her face.
Yeah, she
is. She just not very attractive?
You know, that's I don't. I'm not getting into the.
Are you a married man?
I'm not.
Would you date her?
No, but she's a lot older than I am.
Oh, okay. Do you think when she dies off, you're going to leave us and go work for the Chronicle?
I don't think that's very likely.
There won't be a Chronicle by then.
Yeah, okay.
I really like working for Culture Map and for Gal. I get to do a podcast. I get to hop on the radio shows. I was listening to these stations long before we were part of Gal Media. So.
Oh, really? Did you hear me talking about getting you fired?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's awkward. Oh, I had no idea.
And he's
forgiven
you.
Oh, okay, well, listen.
David stood up for me. I was very pleased by how that all came together.
Just know, if you start slipping.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, there's someone here waiting in the wings. Waiting in the wings.
Well, you would have to fight Lance for that. You know that.
Okay.
I think there's like a high-low split. Like Lance wants the tasting menus and the Chris Shepherd restaurants, and AJ will take everything that's under like $25.
That's fine, too.
And all the barbecue. Yeah, he basically just wants the barbecue.
All I care about is like steak, barbecue, and pizza. It's pretty much what – and burgers. That's what I like.
Yeah. Have you been to Rodeo Goat yet, Fred? Have you is brand new in your neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just opened Tuesday.
Huh. Rodeo Goat?
Yeah, it's a burger place from Fort Worth with a whole bunch of craft beer and cocktails and like 20 different burgers with weird toppings.
That sounds like tomorrow night for me.
Lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
If I owned a restaurant, I would not put the word goat in it.
Yeah, they don't serve goat.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, that's a good start. But, yeah, I feel like I would avoid that link, but that's just me. All right, Eric. Well, we appreciate it. You can find Eric's work on Culture Map.
And see him next Wednesday at Tastemakers.
Exactly.
Get a chance to meet the legend.
He will be the star. He will be on stage.
He will take pictures with you. He'll give you food suggestions. He'll even smile and sign autographs.
Absolutely. Will sign autographs?
I'll sign autographs. I've never been asked to sign an autograph before, but I'm willing to do it for the people.
Okay. And is there anything negative you want to say about that Chronicle food editor while you've got the stage?
No, I think her work speaks for itself.
Okay.
I think that was about as good a slam as you could have done there.
You could have called her a pig.
But
he didn't.
He's more subtle than you are.
That
was a pretty good dig to me. That was like, that said it all. That just chopped her head off. And
will she be at Tastemakers?
No.
Oh, what if she bought a ticket?
Then she is welcome to buy a ticket and show up.
And then we'll all take pictures of her and put them on the internet.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I think now it's out. I think the secret's out.
But we'll tweet her. We'll put her on Facebook. We'll Instagram her.
It's kind of like if the Joker found out that Batman was Bruce Wayne, like the Penguin and the Riddler would just know by proxy. Like everybody, the word gets out.
Yeah, but like Bob down the street may not know it's Bruce Wayne because if he didn't pay attention, if he didn't see Eric do it.
Word gets out. It's the internet age. It's way harder to be Batman these days than it used to be. All right, Eric. We appreciate it, man. Thank you for stopping by for us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Cody, who was working at a big box electronics store back in August. And then last month, started a new IT career, making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do,
Don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care because that's what they do. They transition people into an IT career. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
All right, we're back on the Blitz. Hey, now. Live here at the Hyatt in the Galleria, in the bar, of course. And just want to tell you, come join us at Tastemakers April 4th.
Where everybody knows your name at, here in the bar?
I think, I don't know, I you know my
Troubles
name.
Are all the same?
He knows my name. Some guy, I walked in, some guy said, hey, Norm.
Okay, yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah.
All right. Come join us at Tastemakers April 4th at Silver Street Studios. We'll have amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. An open bar to get blitzed, you say? Don't mind if we do. Tickets are on sale now for only $55 at culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab tickets while they last because tickets at the door are $65. And this really is a good deal, man. You're going to get to try all this great food from all these great restaurants, including some things that would be under $25 and a lot that would be over $25.
Do you think he was taking a shot at me?
I don't think he was taking a shot at you. I think you guys
have, was he calling me a poor?
He might have been insinuating that you weren't as cultured as Lance. That doesn't mean – that wasn't a slam necessarily. See, we've just now buried the hatchet, got you guys to where he's actually able to come on our show.
Yeah, and then now he did that. You're saying it's my fault?
No.
I'm just saying he basically accused me of not being cultured.
I don't think he meant it that way, but I could certainly see why you thought that.
Huh. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I'm Team Blitz here, so I'm on your side no matter what. But I didn't see it as necessarily a slight. But if you do, that's what matters, right?
Yeah, I get. I mean,
I don't think there was intent.
Okay, I feel like that was a pointed comment.
It might have been actually. Now that I think about it, the more I think about it, yeah, I think he was saying that Lance likes high end stuff, and you're kind of lowbrow.
But I go to all those fancy places. I go to trashy places too.
Yeah, but Lance will, like, go and meet the chef and talk to him.
I don't
stuff.
Do that.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of what he was trying to say.
I don't like that.
But maybe it did come out as a little bit insulting. Just a little bit.
But you know what? I know I know some people. Yeah. I've got some connects.
Yeah.
I know Ronnie Kellen.
That's a good
one. When I eat at Chris Shepherd's restaurant, guess what happens?
You eat?
I eat. When they take my credit card,
yeah,
it pops up that, oh, we want to give this guy a free dessert. And they always send over a free dessert. Hmm. That's good, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm moderately cultured, Fred. I'm starting to think you're on Team Sandler.
No. I just didn't think it was
because you were like, yeah, you basically made it sound like I was a scrub.
I didn't say that.
Hmm.
He said that.
Okay.
Don't put that on me.
Right.
If you're going to be mad at somebody, be mad at the guy who insulted you.
I know, but I feel like you were taking his side.
No, I really wasn't.
Okay.
512 says, been a listener since I moved to Houston 8 years ago. Recently accepted a job in Reno, Nevada. Today's the last show I can listen to. Been fun. Sorry. We'll miss you.
So he's moving to Reno?
Yeah. I like visiting Reno. Reno's kind of a dump. But Reno is where, if you're just going to gamble, which that's all I care about.
Yeah.
I played in a couple poker tournaments in Reno, and I like it there because there's nothing else to do but gamble and go to strip clubs. Although, of course, I would never go to strip clubs.
It sounds
anymore.
A lot like Vegas.
Without the glitz and stuff, though. It doesn't have all the shows and there's not as many people. It's actually, in some ways, I like it better than Vegas because it's just gambling. But
sometimes when I just want to gamble, like Old Vegas is good for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you can go to Binion's and just...
It's been a while since I've been over there, though.
And I think a lot of those places in Old Vegas, they pay 3-2 on blackjack.
Ah, well, there you go.
Which, by God, that should be a law.
Well, and that's...
6-5 nonsense.
Yeah, I think Old Vegas is a
garbage.
Lot like... I would say a lot like Reno. Yeah, Michelle Mitch, you can listen to us on the app in Reno. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's no reason to... Just because you're moving to a different country... There's no reason to not listen to the Blitz.
And trust me, the sports radio shows in Reno are trash. They're awful.
Yeah, they have a lot of yellers.
Yeah, we're like a tasting menu. They're like $25 and under.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's fair. And we got guys listening to us in Saudi Arabia. I think you can listen to us in Reno.
Yeah.
Thailand has weighed in before. Singapore. 832 says, AJ does not need to fight Lance. He just needs to slip a jalapeno into his burger. He'll have heartburn for the rest of his life.
Is Lance not spicy?
I don't know. I'll trust the listeners on that.
He wants to take that job. Lance is too busy as it is. He has enough jobs around here.
He does. I mean, that's one thing he doesn't have. Well, now, if it's not draft time, he would have time.
Right.
But what are you going to do for food for
Let's face it with Lance. Let's say Lance went to a restaurant and ate dinner. Does Lance have it in him to go to a second restaurant and eat dinner that night?
No.
I do. That's the difference between me and Lance. I can have fourth meal and be fine. And I'm going to be more productive long term than Lance.
All right then.
Maybe I'll take that old hag at the Chronicles job.
Chronicles not going to be there in 5 years. Stop. You don't want to take a job there.
All right.
Trust me. I have friends who were just part of this latest round of layoffs. I don't think the future is very bright.
They need a food editor while they're open.
I'm sure they'll cut that next. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.